أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أجمعين. وأخرج أبو نعيم أيضا عن أبي صالح قال: دخل ضرار بن ضمرة الكناني على معاوية رضي الله تعالى عنه فقال له: صف لي عليا عليه رضوان الله. فقال: أتعفيني يا أمير المؤمنين؟ قال: لا أعفيك. قال: أما إذ لا بد فإنه كان والله بعيد المدى شديد القوى أو شديد القوى، يقول فصلا ويحكم عدلا، ويتفجر العلم من جوانبه، وتنطق الحكمة من نواحيه، يستوحش الدنيا وزهرتها، ويستأنس بالليل وظلمته. كان والله غزير العبرة العبرة أفوان طويل الفكرة، يقلب كفه ويخاطب نفسه، يعجبه من اللباس ما قصر ومن الطعام ما خشب. كان والله كأحدنا يدنينا إذ أتيناه ويجيبنا إذا سألناه، وكان مع تقربه إلينا وقربه منا لا نكلمه هيبة له. فإن تبسم فعنا مثل اللؤلؤ المنظوم، يعظم أهل الدين ويحب المساكين، ولا يطمع القوي في باطله، ولا ييأس الضعيف من عدله. فأشهد بالله لقد رأيته في بعض مواقفه، وقد أرخى الليل سدوله وغارت نجومه، يميل في محرابه قابضا على لحيته، يتململ تململ السليم ويبكى بكاء الحزين، فكأني أسمعه الآن وهو يقول: يا ربنا يا ربنا، يتضرع إليه، ثم يقول للدنيا: إلي تغررت، إلي تشوفت، هيهات هيهات، غري غيري، قد بتتك ثلاثا، فعمرك قصير، ومجلسك حقير، وخطرك يسير. آه من قلة الزاد وبعد السفر ووحشة الطريق. فوقفت دموع معاوية على لحيته ما لم يملكها، وجعل ينشفها بكمه، وقد اختنق القوم بالبكاء. فقال: كذا كان أبو الحسن رحمه الله، كيف وجدك عليه يا ضرار؟ قال: وجد من ذبح واحدها في حجرها ولا ترقأ دمعتها ولا يسكن حزنها. ثم قام فخرج. وأخرجه أيضا ابن عبد البر في الاستيعاب عن الحرمازي رجل من همدان عن ضرار الصدائي بمعناه. Abu Nu'aym al-Isfahani in his Hilyat al-Awliya narrates from Abu Salih that an individual by the name of Dirar ibn Damra al-Kinani, he entered into the majlis with Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu during his caliphate. And he said to Sayyidina Muawiyah, or asked of Sayyidina Muawiyah, to describe for me Sayyidina Ali karamallahu wajhahu. And so this is a testament to the love of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum for one another, and to the completeness of the tarbiyah that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave to them, that when they got into an issue with one another that was political, they didn't let it impinge on their deen. People get into issues with one another, it probably has happened and will keep happening, even in the masjid, even in other walks of life, in business, and all sorts of things. People have a disagreement on how to do things with one another. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught them that the deen is bigger than your own personal dealings with one another. It's just a really amazing hadith that during his caliphate, Sayyidina Muawiyah is asked to describe Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa karamallahu wajhahu. And so what happens is that Dirar, who is asked to describe him to Sayyidina Muawiyah, he says that, do you forgive me, ya Amir al-Mu'mineen? Or excuse me from having to do that? And he says, no, I don't excuse you. And so then there are answers. He says, if it's necessary for me to do this for you, then know that he was a person who had a wide expanse, and he was a person who had very intense power, and he was a person who, when he said something, it was decisive, and when he judged something, it was injustice, and knowledge used to flow from his every side. And and from his every side would hikmah speak. And he used to feel uncomfortable with the dunya and with its floweriness. And he used to be comfortable with the night and with its darkness. Meaning what? That he used to worship, right? Ghazir al-Abra. Who gave me the... translate the word Abra for me, please.
Abra, the tears.
Yeah. He used to be have much tears, prolific in tears. And Tawil al-Fikra, he used to think, be in pensiveness and thought for a long time. He used to flip the palms of his hands when he would speak. And he used to talk to himself a lot. And he used to like clothing which is short. Right, because the long clothing in that age, as well as in this age, is the clothing of the mutakabbirin, of arrogant people. He used to like the clothing which was short and wouldn't drag on the ground. And he used to like from food that which is rough. He wouldn't eat refined food. And he was, by Allah Ta'ala, he was with us as if he was one of us. And he would come close to us, and he would allow us to get close to him if we ever came to his company. And he would answer us if we ever asked him a question. But despite his closeness to us and our closeness to him, many a time we wouldn't be able to speak to him because of our awe of him. And when he would smile, his smile would be like an ordered set of pearls. And he used to honor and magnify the people of deen. And he used to love the people of poverty. And there's no person so powerful that they had they would even be able to hope that he would do something batil or something wrong for them because of their power. Nor was there any person who was so weak that they would give up hope that he would do something for them in terms of justice. And I bear witness by Allah, I've seen him in many a point in his life when the night would drop its curtains. And when the light of the stars would pierce through it, he would go toward his mihrab, the place of prayer, and he would grab onto his beard, and he would sway back and forth, the swaying of somebody who was bitten by an insect or by a poisonous animal, and he would cry the tears of a person who was in grief. And it's as if I hear him in that state right now while he's saying, "Oh, our Lord, oh, our Lord." And he would humble himself in front of him, Jalla wa Ala. And he would say to the dunya, "Is it me that you're trying to cheat? Is it toward me that you're looking?" He says, "Never, never. Go and try to cheat someone other than me. I have given you a decisive divorce 3 times because my life is short. And to sit with you is not an honorable matter. It's a matter of disgust. And the dangers that you present are very light." He would cry out in pain. Min qillat izzad. How little have I prepared for the akhirah? And how far is the journey of the akhirah? And how difficult is the path to the akhirah? And so when Dirar made this description, Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the tears were flowing down his face into his beard, and he wasn't able to control it, and he had to start to wipe the tears off of his face with the sleeve of his shirt. And the entire group of people who were present in the majlis, they were choking with tears, and he said, radiallahu anhu, then in response to Dirar, he said that's exactly how Abul Hasan, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, Abul Hasan was, may Allah have mercy on him. And so then he asks Dirar, "What were your feelings toward him, O Dirar?" He says, "I feel the feelings of somebody who's someone who's sitting in a room, and one of their loved ones has been murdered or taken away, killed, and my tears don't stop, nor does my grief end." And then he got up and he left the majlis. narrated also by Ibn Abd al-Barr from a different narration. And it's a really beautiful hadith, and it shows that they weren't like conspiring against each other, they weren't cheating each other, they didn't hate each other. They had very strong feelings on certain issues that caused them to take very decisive steps. But as far as deen is concerned, the deen was one that all of them followed, and it was the perfect deen that the Prophet ﷺ taught them. And the fact that they were able to do this, and any world leader nowadays, if you were to say something about their enemy in front of them like that, they would probably have you killed or thrown out or be upset with you. But see the tears of sincerity from their eyes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a share from their brotherhood for his sake also. Wa sallallahu ta'ala rasulihi Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi sahbihi sallam ajma'in.